episode number 268, The Return of the Camaro Storage Tips.
Coming to you almost live from the Motor City, Detroit, Michigan, it's the Camaro C28.com podcast with your host Chris Frezza and Jason Debler. Strap in, it's the Camaro C28.com podcast on the air.
And welcome back once again for another Camaro Z28.com podcast. I'm Chris.
I'm Jason.
And today is the return.
The return.
Of the Camaro Storage
Tips. Triumphant return.
Because we do this every year.
Yeah, we need to.
So we talked about it the last couple weeks, so we're finally going to do it.
Yeah.
Today.
Yeah.
In this episode.
Yeah.
Along with a whole other smattering of other things, right?
Yep.
So.
Just get into it?
Just roll into it, yeah.
Or we want to talk about the smattering?
No, we can surprise everyone this episode.
Trick or treat.
Trick or treat. Keep listening.
All right. Well, it is nearing the end of October. Yes. And this is about the time when I put my Camaro away.
Really?
For the winter. Okay. And a lot of people do too, give or take a week or two. So now it's time to talk about, once again, Camaro storage tips or general car storage tips. You know, if you don't have a Camaro or you got Firebird or
whatever.
Something crappy that you feel like you must store. A lot of these, you know, a lot of these are going to be repeats from previous episodes, but since we're gaining just hundreds of listeners every year.
What do you mean every year? Every week?
Every week. Thousands. Millions.
And they're all calling in.
All three of them. Now, we've got a few hundred regular listeners every week, right?
I think we have at least 500 subscribed to the podcast feed through various outlets.
Yeah, but I mean, the show, you can get it through so many places.
Right.
I mean, just do a Google search for Camaro Podcast.
I know.
And see us just pop up all over the map. It's awesome. Yeah. We're going to infiltrate the world with Camaro trivial stuff.
Yeah.
All right. I'm going to start with my tip.
Okay. What's your tip?
This is what I do. This is what I do every year when I store my Camaro. I go to the Home Depot or Lowe's or Menards or Manures or whatever you got in your area.
Yeah.
True Value. And I go and pick up one of those big, like a 10 by 20, I think it's is the size, plastic tarp type, you know, plastic sheeting. Lay that down in the garage. Roll the car over it. Put the car cover on it. And then wrap it right back up with the duct tape. So I tape the plastic to the outside of the car cover. This keeps any moisture from lifting off the ground and into my vehicle because I do have a small water leak here and there in my garage.
Okay.
It also keeps animals out of your exhaust. I do, however, put some plastic bags full of steel wool and I jam them up the tailpipe.
Okay.
You like that?
Yeah. I like your description.
Okay. Anyway, because rodents don't like to eat through the steel wool in the tailpipe.
Okay.
There's a Richard Gere joke in here somewhere. Apologies to Richard Gere. I know you're probably a listener too, but I'm just giving the urban legend reference.
Yeah.
You know, but I mean, before I do this, I wash it very, very well. I vacuum it. I pull the floor mats out. Anything that could trap any moisture inside.
Do you do anything with the battery?
I don't, but I should.
Yeah.
I
put it on like a trickle.
They make that thing called the battery tender.
Yeah.
That's probably a pretty good idea to do, but because our battery is in the trunk, you know, there's still that thing in the front. In the front too. So, yeah, I mean either one will work. But they're like $45 from Amazon, which you could probably find through the CamaroZ28.com Amazon store at CamaroZ28.com/Amazon.
Nice.
Ask for it by name or just type it in and buy. You know, I don't want to give out all my tips because I want people to call in with theirs.
Okay.
But that's what I typically do. Changing the oil, I don't.
I usually do.
I don't because I don't want to cough up the money.
Yeah. Because then you change it right when you take it out.
Exactly. That's without question. That's what I do. I pump up the tires like to 40 PSI.
Yes.
I don't know, man. Take it for one spin before I put it away.
Yeah, lay down some law.
Beat the shit right out of that thing, too. So, you know, we do this every year. We talk about this, but we also invite our listeners, you, if you're hearing this, call in with your car storage tips. You know, what do you do before you put it away? You got any, you know, do you put the dry the silica gel packets in the back to absorb moisture. Oh. That's something that you can do. You can pick that up from any hunting supply store, actually, in a canister, and you just put it, you know, on the center console or something like that.
I guess it all depends on how long your car is going to be in storage, too, doesn't it?
Right.
I mean, if you're, I guess, northeast would probably be, they'll probably be getting the earliest winter and starting to put their cars away. Last year, I think I put mine to sleep for good the first week in December.
Sounds like you're taking it to the vet.
Yeah. So December, January, February, and I took it out in March.
March, yeah.
So a good 3 months mine was away.
Yeah.
And I really don't do anything special. I drive it in. I lock it.
Bye.
Kind of because if we have a nice day in January, you know I'm taking mine out.
Jesus. I actually take my collision insurance off.
Yeah, I don't.
Saves me a few bucks. I just leave fire and theft on it.
I used to until I got a letter from GMAC stating that you must keep you must keep full insurance on your car while you have a loan.
Really?
Yes.
That's pretty interesting considering I have GMAC.
Yeah, so as long as they don't know, you're fine.
Well, how'd they find out about yours?
I don't know.
Maybe they listen to the podcast.
Maybe.
So I keep collision on my vehicle at all times, even in storage.
Yes, me too.
Somebody's trying to call in. Is that the podcast hotline?
It sure is.
Can we can't pipe it through, can we?
I wonder. I don't know if it's set up to pipe through.
Huh. It doesn't sound like it.
No.
It's ringing like off.
It's not going to voicemail either. Maybe I should close this so it does.
Bye.
No, it'll send him to voicemail.
I was going to say, did you just hang up on him? So whoever you are calling on Sunday, October 24th at about 4:30 Eastern Standard Time, we'll get to your voice.
Yeah. Well, maybe the voicemail will be here when we're getting ready to get to it. So,
What else do you do, Chris? Do you treat the leather or anything like that?
I wash it good. Mm-hmm. I vacuum it. Mm-hmm. I will, in my final preparations, treat the leather.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. We should almost start a running list of things to do. Treating leather is a very, very good idea. We wholly recommend Zano Leather in a Bottle.
Oh, yeah.
That stuff smells good. I want to drink it. I swear I want to drink it. It smells like liquid leather. It's great for wallets and coats, too.
Yeah.
Like I said, we definitely want to hear your storage tips. So, you know, call in. We usually give out the number a little later on the show, but just in case you don't want to wait that long and you got a tip on the tip of your tongue that you want to call in, the number is 586-486-3182.
That's 586-486-3182.
Once again, that's 586-486-3182. Get your car storage tips in. We'll pick one that is the best out of all of the car storage tips that we get. You know, okay, let me put it this way. You got a better tip than what we can provide? Call in and maybe you can win a prize.
Nice.
I found Vintage.
Vintage?
Vintage. Camaro Z28.com diecast Series 1.
Wow, you still got Series 1?
I found three of them packed away.
No kidding.
So I'm going to hang on to a couple for my grandchildren or something.
Wow.
But one will get sent out to the person that gives us the best car storage tip for wintertime.
Okay.
How do you like that?
Sounds great.
These are so sold out. They've been sold out for 4 or 5 years now.
Really?
500 years. 10 million years to go along with our 10 million subscribers.
Yeah.
Did they leave a voicemail?
Yes, they did.
They did. We'll get to that in a little bit. Speaking of car storage.
Yes.
We just picked up a new advertiser on CamaroZ28.com.
We sure did.
We are very proud to host advertising for bestwheeldeals.com. And this actually ties into the winter storage thing.
Yeah, because I was going through their webpage today before we were doing our show, and I was looking at some of their wheels and tire combo, mm-hmm. and I came across this page they have, and it's called 2010 Camaro Winter. So what they do here is they have a set of wheels with snow tires.
Blizzax, which we recommend.
Yes. Package, in a package deal.
Mm-hmm.
So this was really cool because I thought it was pretty cheap. $1,588. This is their second option here.
Shipped.
They're the AVA H8 Silvers, 18 by 9.5. They include the TPMS sensors, mounting, balancing, lug nuts, locks, hub rings with Bridgestone Blizzak DMV1s, 255, 55, 18 tires.
I got to think that they come ready to mount.
Yeah.
And the wheel looks good. That'd be a good summer wheel.
That's shipped.
No tax. So how does this tie into winter storage? Well, if your Camaro is your daily driver and you don't have another one, this is what you got to drive in the winter, and you're concerned about this, God, they
have all sorts of different options,
good-looking wheels,
too.
Man. You know what?
I got chrome ones.
if you can't afford a winter beater, but you can afford... Ooh, I like that one, the five-spoke there. These are good-looking wheels. God.
Nice.
They're just nice-looking wheels, man. And we've been working with these people to get them on board as an advertiser. They're very, very cool. Very nice. Very straightforward. They got a great price match policy. So, you know, if you're looking for winter wheels and tires for your 2010 Camaro, or actually, I think, any other Camaro as well, give these guys a shout, bestwheeldeals.com. Glad to have them as a part of us.
Yes.
Even though they used a picture of our 2010 Camaro test drive that we did a couple winters ago.
Yeah.
Hey, there's our photo. And the watermark is gone.
Oh, what do you know?
That's all right. We'll let this one slide for them because we're in partnership with them or something.
Yeah.
So, all right. We got to move on.
Okay.
Right?
Yes.
Neiman Marcus Camaro.
Sold out in 3 minutes.
3 minutes. $750,000.
$75,000.
Or whatever. $7.5 million is what they made off selling these 100 cars, right?
I don't know. You do the math.
$75,000
times 100.
I just showed you
$7.5 million?
That's what I said. Yeah.
Okay.
Don't confuse me like that. 3 minutes.
3 minutes. All 100 of them.
I'm so surprised that I didn't see anybody after I'm doing my Sylvester the Cat impression. See a bunch of people saying, that's never going to sell. They're going to be sitting on them on the lot. And blah, blah, blah. Nope. 3 minutes. Done.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just like, have it. Just like somebody said, they wouldn't sell more than 50,000 in a year.
Camaros?
Yeah.
Hell, this is the second year.
So congratulations to the Camaro team once again for another outstanding victory.
Awesome.
And congratulations to all the dealers and, of course, Neiman Marcus. Send me some cookies. What's next on the list? Oh, we talked about this in a few episodes ago. In fact, it was our headline topic, Camaro Now magazine.
Now.
I happen to have in my hot little hand here, as my mom used to say. I don't even know why. It doesn't make sense to me. But Camaro Now magazine.
Sent to us by one of our listeners and members of the site, Outrun.
Outrun.
So thank you very much.
Mm-hmm.
We truly appreciate it. Still can't find it in the stores around here.
This is a nice mag. Oh, I know this guy. This guy, Eric at Victory Racing, built this car.
Oh, yeah.
I parked almost next to it at Camaro Superfest.
That's right.
Nice.
That was at Superfest.
That's right.
Yeah.
Nice. This is an all 2010, I guess, and 2011
fifth gen.
Camaro.
Yep.
It's a thick magazine. It's about as thick as a Motor Trend.
Yeah.
You know, it's got the binding like a Motor Trend. So you don't have to go out and buy 10 different magazines to get your fifth gen Camaro print stuff.
It's just loaded with all sorts of fifth gen installs, exhaust.
Jeez, body sculpting.
Yeah, air boxes.
Some decent stuff in here, man.
Yeah, a lot of ads.
This is, and that's good because it kind of helps the vendors get their stuff out there. I'm very impressed with this magazine. It's much better than I thought it would. And the editor is Scott Parker, who we know very well from GM High Tech.
Right.
So, you know, this is good. Get out there and pick it up. Camaro Now, free poster inside too of what is it of here?
Yeah, go ahead, open
it's
up
like
the poster.
A centerfold, you know, like what do we got here? Oh yeah,
Are those the Fessler cars?
No, it's the retro kit cars from that I saw. Talk to the guys from the NEOCC show.
Yeah,
but not my favorite thing in the world, but still kind of neat to see. Anyway, get your ass out there. Find the newsstand. Get this magazine. You will be impressed. For $5.99.
It's a thick magazine. It's like a couple magazines in one. So,
Good stuff. And thanks again, Outrun, for sending this to us because we couldn't find it. I'm sure if we looked hard enough, we could. So, do it and call us and tell us what you think of it.
Yes.
You know, check it out. What's next on our agenda here?
I don't know. Let's see.
Oh boy. Canada's Worst Driver. There's a TV show.
Of course I never heard of this because we don't live in Canada.
And from the sounds of it, from the looks of it, it's a good thing here. I'm going to fire this up. It's on YouTube. We'll link to it in the show notes.
On Monday, October 25th at 10 p.m. Eastern Time, only on Discovery Channel.
Canada.
Canada's Worst Driver, Season 6, begins.
Season 6.
I'm going to let that play while we talk about it.
Yeah.
Kind of narrate it, because everybody who wants to see it will see it in the YouTube video.
Yeah.
These people just suck. These people should not be walking, much less driving.
Yeah.
And here, oh, there it is, a Synergy Green 2010 or 11 yeah. Camaro.
Beat the hell out of
this thing. Is missing the entire front clip,
yep.
And it's missing a lot of body integrity. Yeah. Whoever bought this car and drove it, I think we're blind.
Did they even have airbags in that car? As much as they're smashing this car, you would think it would be the airbags would be going off.
Unless they disable them for dramatics or something, which is pretty dangerous. But yeah. this is I want to see this show, man. This is cringeworthy. This is one.
I wonder
of those
if we could watch it online.
They just drove that Camaro into a field like Stevie Wonder was behind the wheel.
Yeah.
You know, now I think about it, I feel bad for Stevie Wonder because he takes the brunt for all the jokes about people not being able to see.
I know.
Did she just drop the F-bomb?
I don't think so. I think she was foreign, so I think it may have sounded...
She could have said something worse for all.
Yeah. So if you live in Canada... This is on, what, October 25th, which is
10 o'clock p.m.
Monday.
Eastern Standard Time.
Yeah.
Show. So it'd be the night of this release of this episode.
Right.
Let us know what you think of that.
Yeah. I'll link it up in the show notes for the trailer.
All right. God, it's tough to watch, man, because this Synergy Green Camaro, such a beautiful paint job, completely wrecked.
Yeah.
And the rest of the car, too.
Yeah.
Moving on. We're having a contest going on for storage tips. We got another contest going on that's going to end at the, well, on Halloween.
Yeah. It'll be the last day to get your pictures in. It's the Camaro Lantern.
Right.
So we've got a template of a fifth-gen Camaro. All mm-hmm. you do is download it, print it out, put it up against your pumpkin, and cut it out. That's all you got to do. Take a picture, post it on our website.
In the thread.
In the thread. Post it on Flickr or wherever. Link to it. Wherever.
Yep.
As long as it's in the thread, you're entered into the contest.
Yep. You even have a photo gallery in your CamaroZ28.com account.
Yep.
So don't have to worry about hosting, but we got to get some submissions in. We haven't gotten any yet, so I don't think people got to carve in their pumpkins.
Well, someone asked in the thread, uh-huh. Can I use my same picture from last year?
Nope. Sorry.
I know.
But the prize, one of the prizes anyway, we're going to pick the top three, Chris, you and I.
Yes.
One of the prizes, and I can't say if it'd be the top prize, is a signed Camaro poster. That was from the last focus group. It's signed by all the disciples and the Camaro team.
Nice.
Scott had all of us disciples sign a few of these, and what they do is they get auctioned off for charity for big bucks, but Scott gave me one, and he says, this is for your podcast. So you, pumpkin carver master, can...
Does it look like this?
No, it's a poster, like a different poster.
Oh, this is the one you gave me.
Right, and that's... Along those same lines, Chris, that what you're holding, you're probably holding $1,000 worth of memorabilia in your hand.
Sweet.
I'm guessing, but you know what? To the right person. Ooh, dude. So this poster is a big deal. I mean, it's a cool poster. It's a rare poster to begin with, but then to be signed by all the disciples in the Camaro team, get to carving your pumpkin so you might be able to win this poster.
Yeah.
I'll even ship it for free.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Well, speaking of signed stuff, Camaro Scotty is... having his own little contest where he's giving away a signed, I think his a signed poster from, was it from the Oshawa?
It's a Camaro, let me see here, drawing for a Mike Judge signed 2010 Camaro Details Dealer Book. I don't think we're talking about the same Beavis and Butthead Mike Judge. No, this is a guy that, he's also known as Super 60. I believe he is, I believe he has something to do with the assembly of the Camaro. I'm not 100% sure of the background. I know he's a big deal. All you gotta do is send your name, address, and information, as well as your forum name, to Camaro Scotty, and he gives the address. Chris, can you link this up in the show notes?
Absolutely. We'll put that in there.
As he says, sharing the Camaro love.
All right.
Always great to have Camaro Scotty as part of the community, because if he's not giving out some cool info to help people order their Camaro or whatever they need to know, he's giving out some cool, rare Camaro goodies.
Yep.
Right. I guess it's time for...
For voicemails? We got an extra one.
Yeah, let's.
We started off at the show with three.
Yeah, now we have four.
While we recorded the show, we got another one.
Right. So we're gonna do two, like Chuck Woolery used to say.
Yeah.
All right, let's get to these voicemails. I'm excited.
Hey, Jason and Chris, Dave, the post office guy from Cincinnati, soccer. I went to the Chevy dealer and I talked to the body guys, and they said that the front end, they've been having a lot of problems with that, but since it's not peeling, it's not an issue with warranty. It's only being pitted by stones and stuff. But they are going to buff out the hood because it has some overspray from a yellow car that was in front of it that when it was being made in Canada. So I'm getting that handled. And the Camaro now, if you guys need one, I will send you one. And I'll send it UPS instead of the post office so that it'll make sure it gets there. So you guys have a great time out at SEMA. Talk to you later. Bye.
Oh, it's good to hear from Dave again.
The stalker.
The stalker. Well, it's good to hear that you don't have a paint problem with your car.
Oh, yeah, much to his dismay.
Yeah, and they're going to buff out the overspray that he has on his car, so that's cool.
You know, it's funny. I almost forgot this. Camaro Scotty, since we mentioned he's always given up some information,
yeah,
you know, as he when he can, he mentioned that because there will be a Cadillac running down the same assembly line as the Camaro,
that they're going to change the paint process.
They're going to change the paint process, so the Camaro...
Someone from the actual plant actually said, yeah, and we're about to do this.
Yep,
it's not 100%, but we think it's almost a go. So I don't know what the difference is, but
I'm pretty happy with my paint finish.
Me too.
But here's a problem that I believe to be rare. You know, overspray from the previous car, that may not be, the vehicle's line paint process may not be as susceptible to that happening. So you know, stop driving down dirt roads or behind dump trucks, Dave.
And Dave, thanks for offering to send us a Camaro Now magazine. We already got one, but thanks. And I know we would of course ask you to send it UPS. We don't want it to come.
Well, wait
USPS.
A second. Outrun sent us this magazine.
Yes.
And how did she send it?
She sent us in this nifty priority mailbox.
That's
no this priority
envelope.
Mail
that's
flat rate mailing envelope.
What's that say? United States Postal Service, huh?
Yeah, it sure does.
What do you know?
Yeah, it got to me.
Yeah, it got to me. And I hope that, and I have a lot of faith in the USPS because I send almost all of my Camaro Z28.com diecast cars through USPS.
He's just busting on that.
Yeah, but he's, you know, he works for the U. Well, maybe. He calls in so much, I'm thinking maybe he doesn't. Oh. I'm thinking he doesn't have a job and he's got nothing better to do than to stalk us. Thanks, Dave. Always good to hear from you, buddy.
All right, let's move on to the next one.
Hey, guys. AJ Collins. 2010 SSRS on the board. And I have a question about manual transmissions this week, so I guess this one will go to Chris. Just drove a manual SS, and I've decided to get the SS with the Hurst shifter. And my question was that I found it very easy to drive, and I was wanting to make sure that it seemed as though the car had enough torque to actually pull itself when I, you know, took my foot off the clutch. And it actually rolled without me having to press on the gas any. Am I correct at thinking this? I pressed on the gas enough and I did, you know, enough adjusting that it actually moved, or is it actually this way where I can just take my foot off the clutch and it rolls? And I wanted to know if it actually does this in reverse as well. Thanks, guys. Love the podcast.
Thanks for calling in, AJ. So he's looking at a manual transmission car.
I was trying to follow.
Yep. What he said was, when he takes the foot off the clutch,
right,
without giving it any gas,
right,
will it roll?
I've had manual vehicles that would, but you have to be very gentle with how abrupt that comes out.
Yeah.
The clutch is released. Yeah, I believe it should.
I've done it accidentally, and my car just jumped and stalled.
It depends on, you know, I mean, clutches, you think about what's happening. Every car is going to be a little different.
Yeah.
Will it do it in reverse? Doubtful, because the gear ratio is a lot steeper then, so it's going to need some gas to keep to engage correctly. But in first gear, you might be able to do it. I mean, every car is different, so you just have to, you know, that's the process of getting used to a new car.
Yeah.
Because every car is different, so you'll have no problems. You know, just
no. I love it.
Yep,
love it.
Yep, I'm happy with all the M6 cars I've had before, and my A6 is just a hell of a lot easier. Thanks for the voicemail, AJ. As always,
good luck with that, man.
Yeah, and we definitely want to hear from you if you got something you want to say or you want to throw your car storage tips to us, and you can win a prize because we're giving out a prize every month. Yeah, man, we're just giving out stuff.
Yeah,
just giving out crap left and right. So, give us a call and here's how.
To stay informed and in touch with the CamaroZ28.com crew, go to the message boards at CamaroZ28.com. If you have a question for the podcast, call the CamaroZ28.com voicemail hotline. The number is 586-486-3182. That's 586-486-3182.
Ready for the next one?
You got it.
Hey, Chris. JB out here in New Jersey. I'm digging your podcast as usual. I just have a question. Could you, and I know you don't, but if you wanted to, if you weren't so meticulous, could you use that supercharged Camaro every day? Does it have, in your opinion, OEM reliability? Or are we better off buying a Z28 LSA when it rolls out? I was just curious what your feelings were. Could you use the supercharged Camaro SS every day if you wanted to? You know, rock chips and all that other stuff notwithstanding. Would the mechanicals hold up after you modded it? Thanks again.
JB. Yeah. Our friend in New Jersey. So, what do you think? We both have supercharged Camaros. Mine's a 95, though. Yours is a 2010.
Right.
I did drive mine through two winters.
Yeah, and that was not without problems. But I don't think that was the fault of the car.
No.
You know, like using the intercooler for a snowplow.
Yeah, yeah, you don't, yeah.
Because then your Pro Charger, you had one of the first... Well, the first of that intercooler style, right?
Yes, I did.
Yeah. Pretty neat stuff.
Mine lasted just fine. In fact, it still runs. No problem.
Is he referencing mine, though?
I think so. Well, I think he's just getting us mixed up here.
Yeah, that's all right. It's kind of funny because I'm looking at this this Camaro Now magazine, and one of the ads is for Magna Charger, and it says right here, the top tuners agree Magna Charger is the supercharger of choice. List Hennessy, MTA Racing, Livermore Motorsports, and Lingenfelder all selecting Magna Charger. So... my specific Camaro to drive it every day, driving that car is like driving any other car. It is not a handful. It is very predictable. Boost doesn't come on until you really lay into it. So yeah, absolutely. Yeah. It's no problem. But that's provided you have the traction. So yeah. Head on over to bestwheeldeals.com.
Yeah.
Right? Is that the Best Wheel Deals?
Yes.
Yes. Pick up your Blizzak package.
Yeah, no kidding.
Because that'll be the problem is traction.
Yeah.
That'll be the problem. So, JB, right?
Yeah, JB.
Thanks for calling in, buddy. How many more do we... Oh, we got the one that we just got in.
We got one more, and it's the one that just came in. So we're hearing this for the first time with everybody else.
I usually do anyway.
Hopefully they're not cussing us out.
Well, we'll find out.
Hi, Chris and Jason. This is Scott Volkert calling. Camaro Scotty, CamaroScotty.com from Newman Chevrolet. Just wanted to say hi, and... thank you for all you've done for the community, and I've been starting to listen to the podcast, which I don't know why I haven't done it sooner, but I've been doing that in the last couple of weeks. It's a really cool thing, great thing for people to listen to, and hopefully we can pick up some more people on Facebook and listen in, because there's a lot of good information and a lot of good discussion, and it's a fun discussion, and that brings me to the next thing I want to bring up, was our annual Oshawa trip. That happens in, I'm going to guess it's going to be about the second week in August. Our dealership, along with Classic Chevrolet and Sparta Chevrolet, three dealership sponsor. And about 100 and something people come up to Oshawa, and we do a tour of the plant there and meet the employees when they come out and have a dinner and socialize. There ain't much sleep, but it's just fun. It's just fun, just 3 days of fun. And it's like your podcasts, and hopefully we'll have more news on that coming up for you guys as we get closer to August of next year. But thanks again, and I'll keep listening, and wish you guys the best. Thanks.
That was awesome.
Yeah, well, how about that? Camaro Scotty calls in while we're recording.
Were we talking about Camaro Scotty when he called in?
Maybe.
Maybe his ears were ringing.
Yeah.
Buddy, thank you so much for the call. And yeah, I wanted to make it last year, but I was at the Disciple meeting.
Yeah, because that was the same time as the Woodward Dream Cruise.
Right. So, yeah, but I've heard good things about this meet and greet.
We're definitely going to put it on our calendar.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah, Camaro Scotty, man. I'm glad to have you aboard and the information. Thanks for listening. And always call in anytime you want, even while we're recording. It's cool. It's cool by me. That was cool. I can't get over that. You listeners, you should have seen the looks on Chris and I's faces when, you know, hey!
Yeah.
So, all right. Very, very cool. Is that it for the voicemails?
Yeah, that's it.
All right. Well, we're kind of running behind. We usually do with the winter storage tip episode. But I do got to give a couple things that are very, very important. So hopefully for all of you that are still listening, this is going to be well worth it to you. A couple of sponsor things right here. First of all, parts for your car, PFYC.com. Save 15% off on all Hawk brake pads for 1 week only. Actually, this is already expired. Piss. We still salute partsforyourcar.com. You can still try the coupon code. Hawk is cheap during the checkout process. I feel like an idiot. I meant to get to this last week, and we just ran out of time, but I wasn't going to let it slide for 2 weeks, and now it's too late. But check out partsforyourcar.com, PFYC.com. Tell them you came from CamaroZ20.com, who's a little bit behind. The other one, and this is not expired, but it will be soon if you do not act fast. Chaser Aerodynamics is another one of our supporting vendors. And guess what they make? Something that I've always wanted, but it's...
What's that?
Carbon fiber body parts.
Okay.
Especially because the Camaro is so heavy, according to a few people. Well, buck up and shut up and buy the damn carbon fiber parts so it won't be. Anyway, by November 15th, they'd like to have somebody in their area, which is in the Edgewood, Maryland. They need somebody's 2010 or 2011 Camaro for about a week. They'll give you 25% off all carbon fiber parts and install it for free because they need to test fit these parts. They're just coming out with them for the 2010 Camaro. Your car will be in website and any print ads that they do for the new parts. So if you live in that area or you're just willing to take a drive, you want to get 25% off carbon fiber parts. The prices are already affordable to begin with. Get free installation and get notoriety on your car. They need to have it by November 15th. So get in touch with Chaser Aero. The number is 866-360-5487. And ask for Michelle. The website is also aerokits.net. That's AEROKITS.net. And Chris, I'm going to forward this message to you so you have it so you can link it up in the show notes.
You betcha.
So you know what? We got, 2 weeks for them to get somebody in.
Yep,
so
at least.
This is a chance, man, to get some cool stuff to be the first.
Oh, boy.
And finally, because I haven't dominated the show enough.
Finally.
One of my last Phantom SS, my blog updates of the season. I put it up. It's my last, before
entry.
I put it away. Yeah. And I added a really kick-ass gallery from Camaro Superfest, probably the best picks of the car yet. So,
oh, nice.
You know, I got to promote. I got to trumpet my car, too. I got to show off a little bit. So check it out, PhantomSS.com.
Sweet.
We got to get out of here. We are over time.
Yeah.
Thanks, everybody, for listening. Thanks for everybody for calling in. Get your calls in so you can win some goodies, and I'm out.
See you next week.
Thanks for listening to the Camaro Z28.com podcast. If you have questions or comments for Chris and Jason, call our voicemail hotline, 586-486-3182. Or send your comments by email, webmasters@CamaroZ28.com. Once again, thank you for listening to Camaro Z28.com podcast. We'll see you next week.